Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 104 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode of 10 Minutes With, I get a chance to talk to Matt Pittman from Meat Church Barbecue. This one's really cool because we talk about his new retail shop that's going to be opening up, his first one ever, his flagship shop, which is going to be opening up in Waxahachie, Texas. That's where he lives, and it just sounds incredible. There's a lot of cool details, and Matt's just a fantastic person to talk to. You're going to love this. If you are digging these, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out, but enjoy this. Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. It looks like you got some new stuff going on. What's and can you pronounce the name of the city that your store is going to be in?
Yeah, Waxahachie. Indian for really good barbecue.
Exactly. That's what I thought it was. So what's going on? What's new?
In December, I retired from my corporate career to focus on Meat Church full time. And hearing from most people that they're shocked that they knew that I had a corporate career in the first place and did Meat Church off the side of my desk. So kind of excited to see what I can do with it now that I'm actually paying attention to it.
That's exciting. That's really exciting.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Go to college, you know, get a degree and work in executive leadership and do all sorts of things that aren't nearly as sexy as barbecue. It's not hard to make the decision to go do this full time. But it's been something I've been thinking about for a long time. And with a big family and a couple in college, it's a big change, right? And I had a really, really good career job. So it wasn't just like I was walking away from some 9 to 5, like it was kind of big deal. But I'm excited. And so that's not, it doesn't exactly tie in with the timing of the store so much as we had decided that I would retire from corporate America back in the summer and kind of time that for the end of the year. And it just so happens that in that time frame, we decided that we would open a retail barbecue supply shop, which I keep saying may not be in the top 10 of my good ideas to open a brick and mortar. But the reason we're doing it, honestly, is we needed a larger facility to process our online orders that we still choose to do ourselves for various reasons. And frankly, I needed a place to work because my wife said, "You're not going to be here."
You can quit your job, but you can't do it just for the house.
Yeah, she's like, "This ain't going to work." So we found this really cool spot. I mean, we were just kind of casually looking, and we were looking at just your normal places that we could process orders and maybe do some events. And then we've got this really cool downtown square in Waxahachie. So the courthouse is one of the most beautiful in the state. It's super cool. Ironically, I was married there. And it's right across the street from our store. So the building that we leased was built in 1890. And it's really, really cool.
That's awesome.
The building we leased was built in 1890. It's a, you know, landmark historic building. It's got, you know, the antique ceiling tiles, and it's a cool vibe. And very ironically, it's next door to a barbecue joint. It's technically the same building separated by a brick wall. So when you pull up to my shop, you're going to be knocked over by the smell of barbecue.
Wow, that's laser.
Yeah, so that'll be a pretty cool partnership with these guys. So,
what barbecue joint is it?
It's called The Vault. So it's a local place. It's owned by some really great people here in Waxahachie that do a lot for the community. So they've got a really good following, and they're excited we're coming, and I'm certainly excited to have you knocked down by the smell of barbecue when you pull up to my shop, whether I'm cooking or not.
What can we look forward to in the store? How many square feet is it?
It's not real big. So I'll say that, you know, I'm not trying to be all things to all people. It's going to be, it's 2000 feet or so of retail, and there'll be lots, obviously all of our stuff. And, we'll sell some things in the store that you can't get online. So we've got some specialty stuff coming. Like we've got really unique cutting boards and things that, you know, on one hand, I want you to be able to come get unique stuff. Kind of like I'm taking an idea from the Yeti flagship store. You have to go down to Austin to get the colored latches for your Yeti. So there'll be a couple exclusive things you've got to come to our store and get. But we're going to sell a lot of complimentary products as well. So I'm going to sell quite a few of my friend's sauces and pepper jellies and things like that.
Oh, that's great.
Going to stay exclusive with our rub from a seasoning perspective, since we have so many right now. You know, we could change that down the road. But we're really excited. I'm an ambassador for a couple of cool brands that are really integrated in barbecue, Yeti and Traeger. And so I've been partnering with those guys for quite some time to build, you know, a unique kind of shop and store setup from those guys. So I'm pumped for that. If you know, people come from all over to take barbecue classes at my place in Waxahachie, and there's really nowhere real close to convert those people into Traeger customers if they want to be. And so that'll be a real natural fit.
Yeah, smart.
Having that stuff here. So, and we, you know, we're not really totally built out on everything we're going to carry yet. We've got a pretty long list, and I've been working with a lot of folks back and forth. But the whole goal is, while I said not to be all things to all people, I want people to say, I want to barbecue this weekend, grill tonight, and be able to come to my store and get everything they need. We're also going to sell E3 beef. So you should be able to come get everything. We're not going to be a butcher shop, but we'll have kind of prepackaged stuff that we sell. And we've got some other stuff in the works that I won't let the cat completely out of the bag until I get it finalized. But kind of a one-stop shop. If you want to grill or barbecue this weekend, I hope I have everything you need to make that happen.
And when do you think this will open?
You know, I think late February, early March, we could open now, but this has been the biggest challenge for me is finding the fixtures and look for the store that we want. So we don't want to put anything new in the store. This isn't going to be like you walk in Target and you see stock metal shelves. So we're putting everything in the store is old and reclaimed. So there's 50-year-old corrugated metal on the wall, and there's 100-year-old shiplap. We have shelves made out of just old shelving that we found. So there won't be, you know, any like metal shelves. If there's a metal shelf, it'll be a 75-year-old workbench or something random. So it's taken me time, but we're running around slowly buying the most random pieces you've ever found.
And I saw you have a pew, right?
Oh yeah. Meat church has to have a pew. So, that pew you saw this weekend, we actually upgraded last night. I found two more with a table. It looks like a little seating area. So I'm going to go pick it up here this morning. So there'll be some, and we also found a church organ, last night. That's like really cool. So
that is awesome. So is it going to be open 6 days a week?
Still trying to figure that out. I don't think we're going to be open six to start, which most people think, oh, your store should be open all the time. But going back to the idea that we got the facility to handle our online operations, you know, we'll be doing that every day. But I think we're going to start out Wednesday to Saturday. And as it takes off, or maybe the weather gets nicer, then we'll go to more of a full week and probably always stay closed on Sunday.
And this place doesn't have event space. It's not, there's no back area or anything.
Not really. I think there will be enough room for me to host kind of what I'll call 101 classes in the evening here or there. So you kind of get the experience of the store. And it'll be really small, intimate. That's the word I'm using for a, you know, don't have a lot of room.
Yeah, that's a nice way to gloss over.
Yeah. I'll make it sound fancy by saying an intimate evening with Matt Pittman. The fact is I can only hold like 20, maybe 15 people. But yeah, we kind of hope to get 15, 20 people and do like brisket 101, steak 101, that sort of thing, one or two times a month in the evening. Like I said, it's a cool vibe there. So I'd like to have people there and share the space and then kind of keep my backyard for the like, maybe the elevated or really cool collaboration type things.
Because you have a big space at your house, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, I don't want to have five events a month here. We have two in January, and that's all we've got planned so far. But we normally do 35 or 40. Don't go too crazy with that.
35 or 40 a year, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good, that is a good amount. And I'll put a link again to people might not know. So can you explain really quickly for people that might not know about your classes?
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the main things I do is I teach barbecue. I love to, you know, no shortage of words. I could talk the ears off a statue, but I love to share my passion for barbecue. So, you know, I'm not trying to be anybody else. I say that all the time. But one of the things that I bring to the table is I love to teach and evangelize barbecue. So, I host classes primarily at my house in this insane outdoor kitchen I built in Waxahachie, which people travel honestly from. I've had people from four countries in 2018 that other than the U.S. That came to the classes, and they normally sell out within one day, depending on what I'm doing. And, you know, we have everything from basic classes from people that have never done anything. And it doesn't matter. Although I partner with Traeger, it doesn't matter what you cook on. Like, I'll answer questions on every cooker, smoker, and what I teach you can be applied to, you know, whatever you have. And then I partner with other people like TX Whiskey, and I go to their whiskey ranch in Fort Worth to host a 100-person class. Wow. So we can do bigger things, but usually I like to kind of keep it in the 35, 40, because that way, you know, everybody can talk and the food is really good. And it's just I'm trying to create a unique experience.
It sounds like, and you have a lot of great people that come in too to co-host them with you.
Yeah, I've tried to do classes with people that I respect and look up to, and sometimes there are people that don't teach, so that's something you can't just go by. Like we had Miguel from down in Austin, and you know he's not known to go out and teach from Valentina's. You know, we've had Jess Pryles, Jordan Jackson, Mo Kayson numerous times. A lot of people, and I've got some up my sleeve for this year that I think are going to be really cool. So people seem to like that. So I think we're going to take some of the collaborations to bigger spaces so we can open it up to some more people. Those go really quick, and I feel bad.
So what's the best way, say someone is interested in doing one of these this year, is it best to follow you on Instagram?
The best is to go to meetchurch.com, and there'll be a pop-up for a newsletter, and we don't spam you a bunch, but that's, we send an email there first before they go, you know, live on social media, so that gives you a day heads up, or they can email me at matt@meetchurch.com, and I'll just add them to the list. But then a day later, I list them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever else I can track you down.
Okay, so sign up for the newsletter. That makes sense. And then that way, and you have to, if you are interested, sign up as soon as possible because they do sell out.
Yeah, so we scheduled, we have three over the next 4 weeks, and they were all sold out in early December.
Yeah, I noticed
Kind of Christmas present thing. And I'm just waiting on the weather to get a little better, but by the beginning of February, I will list out, I'll create some dates, and there'll be a lot out there in like March and April when we start to get in really good weather.
Wow, how exciting is this? Like it's exciting that you left your real great job to do this, but also too, that there's all this new stuff going on too, that the store will be.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, this was the Meat Church. I say this all the time, was an accident. And I mean, it's pretty intentional at this point, but the other day I was like, dang, I can wake up and have a Bloody Mary and I can like make barbecue and get paid.
Not awful at all. And your merch is great. And like, look at, I'm wearing a hat, but I wear this all the time, and people always wonder like, what is Meat Church? And so it's a great concept, but so also too, now with your new store, you'll probably add more merch, right?
Yeah. So I ordered quite a bit of new merch yesterday, for the store and for online. I have a real passion for marketing and creating. And so the minute I see something that catches my eye or a thought or something, or maybe I've had too much to drink, I don't know, I come up with a new hat or shirt. So there's a lot coming. So, you know, coming, I kind of tie a lot of things to when season kicks off, because January, February, things lull out a little bit, but there'll be a whole lot coming starting in February.
That's awesome. And how far away from Dallas and from Austin will your store be?
So Waxahachie is about a 30-minute drive from Dallas. We're on 35, which is the highway that runs Dallas straight through us all the way to Austin. We're about 2.5 hours north of Austin, maybe just a little bit less. So not too bad at all.
No, not too bad at all.
It's easy.
It's super easy. And chances are someone will be in Dallas, they can just shoot down. That's killer. Wow, that's exciting. Okay, well, I want to – is there anything else new you have going on before we jump into some silly questions?
No, I mean, well, there'll be some product stuff too. We've got some new seasoning teed up for the, you know, for the spring launch. People seem to go crazy when we put something new out. So
now
that I focus on this, I actually have a roadmap and things are going to happen. And we're going to bring some really new, different stuff that we haven't done that we hope people are excited for. So, you know, when you start getting, when people that don't live in Texas and the colder areas get ready to start grilling and smoking again, we're going to have new stuff for you.
Yeah, I know. And there's parts of the country that it's summer, like 10, 11 months a year too.
Last night I was on Facebook and my Australian friends were like taking pictures at the beach. I'm like, that is not fair.
Yeah, it is really. Yeah, I have some Australian friends too, and it's so bizarre. Like during Christmas time, it's sunny. It's hard to believe. Like sometimes you say so focused on the United States, you forget that there is like
right.
That's the southern hemisphere.
Kids are like, wait a minute, what does Santa Claus do in Australia? That's a good question.
That's a great question. No, and sadly, I think I kind of thought of that too. I'm like, what? How do they do that? I guess maybe I'm sure it's shorts, right?
Yeah, gotta be in a tank top.
Yeah, and it's like, but it's red and it's white and it's cool, and that's awesome. Well, congratulations on the new stuff. That's killer. And my questions are like, it's if you weren't doing the because you were doing IT before, wasn't it? Kind of like a
yeah.
If you weren't doing IT or Meat Church, what would be your ideal job, or what was a dream job when you were a kid?
I wanted to be a fireman, so that actually ties in. I'm super infatuated with fire. I once burned down 600 acres with a bottle rocket. and so I don't know if that's what fueled me to get into live fire and barbecue, but I have been enamored with actual fire my entire life.
Wow, that's so crazy. So isn't Sam Jones, isn't he like a part-time fireman?
Yeah, I think I once told him that he probably wouldn't have liked me in high school. Yeah, he is.
So maybe someday, maybe you could do like a little part-time something. But okay, and then my second question is, what's your favorite album, or what are you listening to right now?
Oh man, favorite album.
Or albums, or
Favorite
just.
album of all time is Pearl Jam 10. It is the greatest album of all time. I'm on record saying that all the time. I listen to country now, right? So I'm a country guy. I like Nashville country and Texas country. If you live in Texas, you can't say you like Nashville country. And if you live in Nashville, you say you never heard of Texas country. But we've got these weird connections to country music, so I love country.
Okay. Is it do you like is that a connection too that you have with Chase Colton, like with his, 'cause he
Oh yeah, I love Chase. He invited me last night to he's about to announce his lineup for his Red Dirt Barbecue Music Festival next Friday. So he said come out. He's got a Texas band called Mike and the Moon Pies playing, which I love them. So I'm gonna have to go out and hang out with Chase and do that.
Yeah, you have to follow Chase. Like, people should follow Chase because on for that reason, but also too because he's always talking about new bands. And so whenever he mentions somebody, I always go to Apple Music, and I'm like, ah, he has good taste.
Chase works in music, and he created his dream festival to put barbecue and Texas country music together. And the VIP tickets legitimately sell out in like 64 seconds.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it's insane. It's May 4th this year, and he's announcing the lineup Friday. Not that I'm plugging it, and it's an amazing lineup. I may have heard a sneak preview. So
Awesome,
people
man.
should, there's something new for you. People should plan to be in Tyler, Texas on May 4th, but they better plan to buy their tickets first.
Yeah, that's something too that like if you sleep on the Red Dirt Music Barbecue Music Festival, you're in trouble.
You should come this
I'm
year. You can
coming.
come. You can come. Are you?
Yeah.
all right? Come on, it's a
This
good
is
time.
festival seems amazing. And then also Jordan's like, you can work for me
Yeah,
for
he's right down the street. I thought you were coming to do that, so he actually called me right before this started. So
Oh yeah.
all right, I'm gonna hang out. I'm excited.
Cool. Yeah. He every so often he's like, "Are you actually coming, Kevin?" I'm like, "Yes, I am." Like, stuff. My third question is, what's your favorite restaurant right now that's not barbecue?
It's always sushi. There's a lo well, I say always. Right now it's sushi. There's a local place in Waxahachie called Ohana, and it's just so funny. It's in an old catfish restaurant, and I was like, that is a very bad idea to open a sushi restaurant in a formerly known as Catfish King. But anyway, hit it off with the owners and take pictures of their food, put it online a little bit, and we went in last week, and it was like you couldn't even get in. It was packed. So I'm having a retirement party in a couple of weeks, and they said they were going to come out and roll sushi, rolls and make sushi for everybody just because we promote them. I'm like, come on. So they're by far and away my favorite. Don't sleep on it. I
Okay.
used to say that Waxahachie and sushi don't belong in the same sentence, but it's very good.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a cool tip. That's awesome. Is there anything else about Waxahachie you could mention? Is it a place you want people moving there, or do you want people to stay away?
So we moved here because it's like out of the city. It gets me out of Dallas. Like I'm close enough to drive to Dallas to eat and go to concerts and sporting events, but I live out in what feels like a small town. So I'll give you another restaurant tip though. When you come to Dallas, my buddy Matt McAllister, he's one of only two guys that were ever rated 5 stars by the Dallas Morning News critic.
Wow.
He's opening a new restaurant called Homewood that will be open in about a month in Dallas that will be amazing.
Okay, cool. Oh, that's awesome. Well, enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you so much, and congratulations. And
Thanks,
you
man.
made the I know for sure you made the right choice. It's going to be exciting.
I hope so. Well, hey, I like your hat. Keep wearing that thing.
I appreciate everything you're doing. It's awesome. Thank
Awesome. Well, I'm headed to buy Churchy Antiques for the store right now. So
Awesome. That's rad. And
thanks.
have a great week. All right, take care.
You too, man.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.